En Passant by Peter McElvey.
What isn't going up is being pulled down. London's as bad as New York. Sit down, John.
Cigarette?
No, thanks.
How's security over at the Astoria?
Waiter tried to lift grandfather clock last week.
No.
On Monday, we caught a waitress with silverware stuffed in the top of a tie.
A ticklish problem.
Instant dismissal.
Let's see, you've been with us now for...
Nearly 3 weeks.
No shortage of incidents.
People will nick anything these days.
I told you it wouldn't be dull.
No, it's not dull.
A little tamer than you've been used to, perhaps.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come now, dear boy, it must be. You're not just another ex-copper, are you? You're unique. You must be wondering why I sent for you. Special job. Don't you want to know what it is? You're taciturn. I like that.
I'm dumb. With all due respect, Mr. Coombs, I don't know what you're talking about.
Special job. Undercover work.
At the Astoria?
In Seefeld.
Where?
Seefeld, Austria. The Tyrol, you know. Marvellous place.
You want me to go there?
If I remember rightly, you speak German.
Phrasebook stuff.
Even so, a bit more than the average ex-copper.
You want me to go to...
Seefeld.
When?
This afternoon.
Eh?
I'm sorry, it's such short notice.
But what's it all about?
I'm coming to that.
And why me? The other guys have far more experience.
The other guys have more experience at searching waiters and waitresses. This job is different. We want you to track someone down.
I still don't see why you're asking me to...
Stop selling yourself short. I'm the personnel director for the group. All of Universal Hotels. My job is to pick and choose people. They do say I'm rather good at it. You understand?
Yes, Mr. Coombs.
The company finds itself in a delicate position. What I'm about to tell you is just between us.
Yes, sir.
No one else must know.
Yes, sir.
For this job, we don't want anyone who could be taken for a policeman. If you don't mind my saying so, dear boy, you don't particularly resemble one. On the contrary, you look more like a criminal, a bank robber. It's the lean look, I think, the air of suppressed agility. It must be your army training.
I dare say.
Your specialist army training may come in useful. I digress. Would you mind turning the key in the door behind you?
Sure.
Thank you. Not even my secretary is a party to this information.
I didn't see her when I came in.
Why? She always goes for coffee at 11. Now then, I'm afraid that our Paris hotel, the justly renowned Shakespeare, has been, what you might say, taken to the cleaners. Herr Steininger, a clerk in the accounts department, has embezzled £200,000, clever fellow. Yes, only a few people in the higher echelons know this. It hits me hard. I actually appointed him to the post, you see. Need I say more?
And you want me to catch him?
Track him down. I have a tidy mind, John. It would be nice if another of my protégés nobbled Herr Steininger. Balance things. Might restore the MD's faith in my... Well, enough of that. Now, we don't want the shareholders to get a whiff of the scandal, not just now with the AGM coming up. And we're keeping the fraud squad at bay. Track him down, John. He's believed to be staying at the Hotel Stern.
Is that positive?
Not entirely. There's another report that he's over here, of all places. I shall investigate that myself. That's why I need you to go to Austria. Time is of the essence.
How did he fiddle the books?
By computer.
I don't know anything about computers.
Well, I'm not asking you to find out how it was done, just to get the money back. And watch yourself. Believe me, he's all panzer. That's why we need a sterling chap.
What happens if you find him and I don't?
You will have had a very pleasant excursion.
And if I find him?
Let me know straight away. On this telephone number. It's my home number. On no account, phone the office.
But if I can't get you?
There's an answer phone.
Right.
Have you a passport?
Yes.
Thank God for that. I've reserved a seat for you on the 1:20 flight from Heathrow to Munich.
What?
You can catch a train from Munich.
What shall I tell them at the Astoria?
Nothing.
They'll wonder where I've got to.
Leave it to me. I know you're not married. Is there a live-in girlfriend to complicate matters?
No.
Good. You're refreshingly uncomplicated. Report on that number early every morning and at night. And John, I must rely on your absolute discretion.
Okay, I'm not sure my German is up to scratch.
Then act dumb. Might help.
Have you a photograph of Steiniger?
Afraid not.
Anything else I should know?
There might be another chap there. His partner. Watch out for him.
What about the bill for the hotel?
The company will pay.
Is it one of ours?
No. Here, you'll want some spending money. Lucky fellow. You'll be there for the winter sports. Track him down, John. Track him down.
Guten Abend. Wie heißen Sie?
Ich heiße Friede Strauß.
Simmename?
263. Ah, danke.
Bitte. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How did you know I was British?
By the Union Jack on your luggage.
Ah.
We've had plenty of snow in the last few days, Mr. Orwell. Good for the skiing.
I don't ski.
Are you here on business?
No, I looked at the brochures. All those smiling faces. The trim figures clad in expensive gear. And then there's the fun of après-ski. I thought I've either got to go there or vote Labour.
Room 210.
Thank you. Have you a Herr Steiniger staying here?
One moment. We have a Frau Steiniger, room 612. She is here with her aunt, I believe, who has room 614. Do you wish to ring her room?
Not just now. Frau Steiniger?
Yeah?
Do you speak English?
Yeah.
Is your husband there, please?
Who is that?
An old friend.
What is your name?
Basil D'Oliveira.
Basil?
Yeah, he probably won't remember me. Are you expecting your husband?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Can you tell me where I can get in touch with him?
Perhaps I can give him a message for you.
I just wanted to see him, that's all. To renew an acquaintance.
A pity. He is out of the country just now. Would you like to leave your address?
No point. I'm just passing through. Where exactly is Herr Steiniger at the moment? Is he in Europe?
He's travelling in Europe.
On the move, I suppose.
Very much so.
Thank you, Frau Steiniger.
I overheard you talking to the waiter. Can I buy you a drink?
To celebrate our mutual mother tongue. What'll you have?
Scotch.
Have you not tasted the Blackbush?
No.
It's Irish whiskey. I'd like you to try it. But, you know, they stock it here.
Okay.
Waiter, 2 Blackbush, please. The name's Connor Dwyer. Now, you wouldn't be Basil D'Oliveira, by any chance.
Why do you ask?
Well, the lady I just danced with wondered if you were.
Lovely lady.
Well, she said to me, do you know if that man's name is Basil D'Oliveira? And I said I didn't think so, because I had the impression that Basil D'Oliveira was a cricketer, not a skier.
I'm not a skier.
But are you a cricketer?
Not at this time of the year.
Then you could be Basil D'Oliveira.
I'm more likely to be in both of them.
Is that a fact?
Actually, the name's Orwell. John Orwell.
Oh, I'd like to hear it. Cheers.
Cheers. What's the name of the lady you were dancing with?
Catherine.
It's a nice name.
Yeah, quite a lady, that one, isn't she? Look at her. Not pretty. Not at all pretty.
No?
Look at those enormous eyes. And the warmth and the beauty of that olive skin. Beautiful.
Tall, isn't she? But she doesn't look at all German.
How did you know that she was German?
Well, I assumed as much.
She's French.
What's her surname?
Steininger.
And she's French?
Her husband is German.
Where is he?
Well, I'm delighted to say that he's absent. Catherine is here with her aunt, and that she calls her the Tant. That's the Tant there, sitting, playing chess. Plays it all the time, with or without an opponent.
Are you going to dance?
No, I think I'll take some air. Do you fancy a stroll yourself?
Not really.
Ah, come on now. I'd appreciate some company. I'll introduce you to a little bar downtown where your liver can rot congenially, and the drinks are half the price of this place.
Better get my coat.
I'll see you in the lobby then in 5 minutes.
Cold out here.
You'll soon get warm, John.
You been here long, Connor?
Just a few days.
Skiing, I suppose.
Game ball, John. I can't keep away from the slippery slopes.
You like to live dangerously, dear.
Well, to tell you the truth, John, routine drives me to the dreaded brink. Whereas a measure, now a mere measure of divine uncertainty keeps me on the straight and narrow. How about yourself?
I'm what's known as a quiet old stick.
Yeah, like hell you are.
Why do you say that?
Ah, come on now. You just don't look like Mr. 9 to 5.
You doubt. You think in cliches. Should I be carrying a briefcase and have a copy of TV Times tucked under my arm?
Come on, John. You'd be more likely to have a Mauser.
Well, I haven't.
Well, that's a relief.
And I don't ski.
Then why are you here?
For the air.
It's grand, isn't it? Let's go this way.
Down that alley.
It's a shortcut. What do you do for a living? I mean, I hope I'm not presuming. You don't think I'm too curious?
Until recently, I was in the army.
Ah. Served in Belfast, did you?
I did my stint. Pretty dark down here.
Not afraid of the dark, are you?
No. Only of what it conceals.
Look up at the starry sky, John. And while you're about it, you might as well raise your hands to the glorious heavens.
Do what?
This is a gun on your back, John. You feel it? Stick him up.
Stick him up? Nobody says that anymore. Come on, Connor, you must be joking.
The gun is loaded and my finger's on the trigger. But that's no joke.
We've got the safety catch off.
Try me.
Well, you know, being Irish, I thought you might...
Now, you'll oblige me with the answer to a few questions, right?
Sure.
Good man.
But would you mind pointing the gun down, Connor?
The gun stays in your back, my friend, until I get a few answers.
Right. Fire away. I mean...
Oh, you've got a misplaced sense of humor.
Only when I'm nervous. Would you mind pointing the gun down?
Shut up. Now then, what are you doing here?
I was enjoying myself.
Oh, you'll have to do better than that, John. Or should I call you Basil?
You obviously know about the phone call to Mrs. Steininger.
I do indeed. Now, who are you and what do you want? All right. I intend to search you, John. And if you attempt to resist, I'll most certainly shoot you.
Point the gun down.
I'll shoot you.
Oh, you... That's better. Oh, stay on the ground.
Oh, you bastard.
What have we got here? Smith & Wesson, small caliber. If it goes off, it won't make too much noise. Now then, Dwyer, the luck of the Irish is running out fast. Toss your wallet over here and empty your pockets. Quick! Thank you. So you're married. Where's the wife?
She's at home in Cork, waiting for me to bring home the golden goose.
And you're an account. Now let me guess the rest. Your last job was in Paris, at the Shakespeare Hotel. Well?
Spot on.
You worked with Steininger.
That's right.
How well did you work with him?
Look, my arse is cold on
this ground. Answer the question!
Pretty well.
You helped him embezzle £200,000.
I'm not admitting to that. You can shoot me if you like, but I'm not admitting to that.
Is Steininger here?
I don't think so. Listen, John. Maybe we could help each other, huh? I mean, we're both after the money, right?
Right.
Well, listen, I'll tell you honestly. I don't know where Steininger is, but I think he'll show soon, and I'm certain that Catherine knows where he is. I'm getting very close to her. Would she trust me? I'm going skiing with her tomorrow. Listen, we could be partners, you and I. And anything I find out from her, I'll share with you. As God is my witness. Listen, we'll need two of us against a man like that. What are you doing with the gun?
I'm ejecting the bullet.
Oh, don't do that!
Guns are nasty, Connor, particularly if you're not used to...
Look, don't throw it. I need a gun against Steininger.
Sorry.
Oh, you messer. Look, you think you're tough, but Steininger will screw you. He was thrown out of GSG-9 by Colonel Wegner for being too ruthless.
Oh, you are one for making me nervous. See you back at the hotel.
God, it'll take me hours to find that gun.
The exercise will do you good. May I have this dance, Mrs. Steininger?
What?
May I have this dance? Thank you. I've just been talking to your friend, the Irishman.
He is not my friend.
Glad to hear it.
Who are you?
You spoke on the phone earlier.
Yes.
I lied to you.
Did you?
My name's not D'Oliveira. It's Orwell. John Orwell.
I know.
How?
You called me from... inside. Here.
The internal light.
There are not many English in this hotel.
And you checked the register.
Of course.
May I buy you a drink?
No. After this dance, I shall go to bed.
I'd better get to the point, then.
Please.
Give your husband a message. Tell him I'd like to meet him. Here, tomorrow.
I told you.
He's not here.
I know what you told me, but I think he's here. Yes, I really do think he's here. And the more I see of you, the more I'm convinced of it. I mean, if you were my wife, I wouldn't leave you out of my sight for very long.
The tante is my chaperone.
Oh, yes, the chess player.
End of dance. What do you want to speak of to my husband?
Paris.
Paris?
Capital of France.
I know that, stupid.
Fond memories. Just between the two of us. I don't want to share them with the police. Good night, Mrs. Steiniger.
Wiedersehen, Mr. Orwell.
Your call to London.
Thank you.
Mr. Coombs?
It's 9:30. You were supposed to call me first thing.
Oh, I overslept. It's the air here.
Is Steininger there?
No, but his wife is.
His wife?
She's staying here with her aunt. I spoke to her yesterday. I asked if she was expecting her husband here. She said no.
Does she know who you are?
She might by now. There's an Irishman here called Connor Dwyer. I met him last night. Didn't take him long to get on to me.
Go on.
We had a tussle. It seems he worked with our friend in Paris. He may have been in on the business. He's now looking for his wages.
Do you think our friend is going to show up there?
I've got a sneaking feeling he might.
Keep a close watch on the wife.
With pleasure. What do you want me to do about Dwyer?
Keep away from Dwyer.
He seems pretty involved.
Keep away from Dwyer. I'll think on what you've told me and give you instructions when we next speak.
Keep away from Dwyer.
Guten Tag, Herr Over.
I'm English, remember?
Yes, but you must learn a few words of German while you are here.
Like, Wiedersehen.
That's a start.
I thought it was an end.
Very good.
I'm looking for Mr. Dwyer. Have you seen him around?
Mr. Dwyer, the Irishman.
That's him?
Oh, have you not heard? Mr. Dwyer is in hospital. They took him to Innsbruck late last night.
What happened?
Both legs are broken and he is badly bruised. Someone found him in the street.
How did it happen?
Oh, he must have had a nasty fall. Most unfortunate. I believe the manager has more details if you would like to speak to him.
No. But you can do me a favour. You could get through to the hospital, put the call on my bill. I'd like to speak to Mr. Dwyer if it's possible.
Certainly.
I'll take the call in my room. Yes? Right, thanks. He's obviously a very frightened man.
Guten Tag, Frau Steiniger.
What do you want, Englishman?
A few words in private.
You are very persistent.
And a little angry.
All right. If you promise not to break the furniture, I'll let you in.
All right.
Promise?
I promise.
There's a good boy. I don't drink myself, so I've nothing to offer you.
It's early anyway. What a lovely suite. A bit different to the box they've stuck me in.
It costs.
I'll bet.
From here you can see the Zefelder Joch. Look. And just over there it's a Rosshutter.
Sir, this is how the rich live. I've often wondered.
Oh, I am not rich.
Then you're an imposter.
What can I do for you?
I thought you would have been skiing this morning.
No.
I thought you would have been skiing with Connor Dwyer.
Why?
Because he told me he was going skiing with you.
That's ridiculous.
Friend of yours, wasn't he?
We met. We danced. He was a good dancer.
Be some time before he dances again.
What do you mean?
Don't tell me you haven't heard.
Stop talking riddles, Englishman.
Connor has moved to Innsbruck.
So?
He's in hospital there. He's badly injured. Apart from anything else, he has two broken legs.
When did this happen?
Late last night.
I saw you leave the hotel with him.
That's right.
Did you do it?
In a way, yes. You see, we had an altercation. I took his gun off him and threw it away. He begged me not to do that. He said he needed the gun to defend himself against your husband. When I left him, he was ruffled and perhaps his vanity was damaged, but that's about all. But I left him defenseless. So you see, I feel a bit responsible for what happened later.
Cigarette?
No, thanks. They're bad for the health.
I'm very sorry for Mr. Dwyer.
Aren't we all?
I assure you, I know nothing of what happened to him. Really, do you think I'm capable of such a thing?
No, but your husband is. Dwyer wanted him as badly as I do. Presumably Dwyer hadn't declared his interest. You know of mine.
Why are you all so interested in my husband?
Have you always been so wealthy that you can afford to stay in rooms like this?
Yes.
Even before your husband embezzled a fortune?
Now you are becoming boring. I think you had better leave.
Don't tell me you don't know about that.
What business is it of yours, Mr. Orwell?
Never mind.
And you expect me to treat you seriously when you say never mind?
I represent a very interested party.
The hotel?
Mr. Coombs.
Who?
Mr. Coombs.
Really?
And I'm going to nab your husband and you because I think you're in it up to your neck.
Nab?
Catch.
Up to my neck?
You'll find out soon enough. You see, I've worked it out. Poor old Connor Dwyer was scheduled for an accident anyway. It was due to happen when you went skiing together this morning. But when I left him scrambling around the alley looking for his gun, the opportunity for your husband was too good to miss. Dwyer met his fate prematurely.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Pull the other one.
Pull it?
Stop trying to kid me.
Mr. Orwell, I wouldn't arrange to go skiing with the Irishman because I do not ski. I can't ski. Not with the sclerose.
The sclerose?
I have multiple sclerosis.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter.
Is that why you're here?
To convalesce, yes.
What is your aunt doing here?
The tante is my companion.
Great chess player, isn't she?
She's addicted.
You understand, Mrs. Steiniger, that it's important I meet your husband. That's why I've come here. If you won't reveal his whereabouts, I'm going to have to keep a close watch on you. I'll try not to be too much of a nuisance.
I could always complain to the management.
That could be embarrassing for both of us.
Do you intend to follow me around?
Well, if I have to.
I suggest you take the afternoon off. Have a siesta. I shall be doing the same. If you care to go to the Café Alpin this evening, you'll find me there.
Any messages for me?
210?
That's right.
Oh, nice to hear an English voice. The hotel's full of crowds, you know. They're so aggressive.
You're on holiday here?
Of course.
Why should they be so aggressive?
It's their manner. I'm sorry, there are no messages for you, Mr. Orwell.
Thanks.
There's a disco here tonight. Will you be going?
No.
Very good.
How old are you?
19.
I'm 38. For me, discos are a bit...
Deja vu?
Yeah. Anyway, I'll probably be at the Café Alpin.
Oh, that's marvellous. Late tomorrow night, we're organising a toboggan run.
Well, that's fabulous. I went last week.
Are you going again tomorrow?
Oh, I wish I could. I'm going home.
Sweetheart, could you try the hospital for me again when you get a minute? I'd like to know if Mr. Dwyer is still incommunicado.
Oh, are you going out now?
Just for a stroll.
Have you tried bowling yet? There's a terrific bowling alley here.
I bet you've been.
Oh, I have.
What's the municipal swimming pool like?
Divine. My name's Mary, by the way.
See you around, Mary, by the way.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Looking for something?
I dropped some money.
Much?
Not much.
Did you drop it here last night?
Who are you?
Did you drop it here last night?
This morning.
Because a man was badly injured. Along here last night, Mr. Orwell.
Who are you?
Inspector Brunner. My identification.
You know me?
You were the last person to be seen with Mr. Dwyer before his misfortune.
I thought it was an accident. Do you suspect foul play?
What exactly are you looking for? Please be careful how you answer, mein Herr. Don't be under the illusion that we regard you as innocent until you are proved guilty.
I told you, I'm looking for my money.
How long did you spend here with Mr. Dwyer last night?
Makes you think
you were seen leaving the hotel together.
We took the air together. He wanted to go on to a club. I didn't, so I went back to the hotel. That's the last I saw of him.
What are you doing in Zeefeld, Mr. Orwell?
Having a holiday.
You don't ski?
No.
Where do you come from?
London.
What do you do?
I work for Universal Hotels. They're one of the biggest hotel groups
what
in the country.
What do you do?
I'm in security at the Astoria Hotel.
Been with them long?
Not long.
What did you do before?
Look, what is all this? I resent being questioned this way.
What did you do before, Mr. Orwell?
I was in the army.
Which regiment?
Parachute.
So you could easily have assaulted Mr. Dwyer.
I was trained to fight, yes, but not in back alleys.
Oh, don't be modest.
Are you insinuating...
Please.
Your manner is impertinent.
And your pose of moral rectitude is unconvincing. There is very little crime in Zeeveld, Mr. Orwell. When it occurs, we deal with it efficiently. Do you intend staying here long?
A few days.
I don't think so. No. I want you to leave. Try St. Anton. Very attractive place. I suggest you go there today. Please. I insist.
Sit down, Englishman. You might as well join me.
Thanks. Nice to be made welcome.
Is that so odd?
Well, here it is. In the last 24 hours, I've been held up with a gun and advised to move on by the police.
I see.
Don't you want to know who held me up?
The Irishman.
You really do see?
Irishmen are always holding Englishmen up, aren't they?
Oh, sure. We don't mind that too much. It's when they celebrate their bravado with heroic ballads that it becomes insufferable. Let three Irishmen rob a British bank, and they'll consecrate the act into something grander than the Falklands campaign.
You do not like the Irish?
Only as individuals.
Ah. Oh, this is a beautifully informal setting, don't you think?
It's relaxing.
My name is Catherine.
Mine's John. It's very relaxing.
Guten Abend. You like milk with your coffee?
Please.
Schwarzwald Kirschtorte und einen Kaffee mit Milch, bitte.
Ja, es kommt gleich.
The coffee here is very good. It is Viennese.
Now, there's a surprise.
And you must try the Schwarzwald Kirschtorte.
I've always wanted to.
Black Forest Ghetto.
Ah. It was very helpful of you to tell me where you'd be this evening.
Not at all.
No?
It was self-indulgent. I get bored playing chess with the tante.
That's understandable.
Every time she beats me.
Where is the tante?
She's calling for me here. I told her I wanted to be alone with you for a while.
About your husband?
I do not wish to talk about my husband.
Then shall we talk about embezzlement?
No.
You're right. Dead right. Yes, indeed. Bullseye. The times I've been stuck in Grotzville and dreamed of Shangri-La, and here I am. In a delightful spot with a beautiful woman. And I've time to spare.
This is pleasant, but it is not Shangri-La, John. On the other side of the woods, overlooking the Inn Valley, there is a house. That is Shangri-La.
Schwarzwaldkirschtorte und einen Kaffee mit Milch.
Danke.
I met a woman this morning who thought...
That was me.
Now, after you.
Whew! Casanova?
She thinks the municipal swimming pool is Shangri-La.
Perhaps she is a frustrated cod.
And she recommends the bowling alley and the toboggan run.
I'm going on the toboggan run.
What about the multiple?
The Schleros?
Yes.
Oh, I'm fed up with watching the Wiener Schnitzels do everything. I could manage. Will you come with me?
You're disconcertingly direct.
I don't know what you mean.
No, I don't think you do. Yes, I'd like to come.
You're not eating your Schwarzwälder Kirschtorte.
It looks tasty, but it sounds indigestible. Oh, dear, watch out. The Gestapo have arrived in Shangri-La.
Guten Abend.
Hello, Inspector.
You have not taken my advice, then.
What was that?
To continue your visit elsewhere.
But this is a health resort.
I think you will find it healthier elsewhere.
Inspector, would it help if I told you I wasn't responsible? No, I thought not.
Assault in Zeeveld is virtually unknown. It is worse than a crime. It is an embarrassment. That is why we wish to dispose of you. Auf Wiedersehen, madame.
He's a bit different to the image of the old British copper. But nowadays, the British copper is a bit different to the image of the old British copper.
I must go.
Catherine?
The tante has arrived.
Invite her over.
She doesn't like you.
Why?
She says you are dangerous.
She's been listening to Brunner.
Who?
Catherine.
I'll see you again.
No doubt. Keep a close watch.
You bet. Danger.
Hello.
Ah, it's Mary, by the way.
You were talking to yourself.
I just said it's dangerous.
What's dangerous?
Talking to yourself. Have you been at the Cafe Alpen?
Yes, I was with some friends. Saw you sitting with that tall, dark lady. Who is she?
She's a spy.
Spy?
Doesn't she look like a spy?
Yes, she does, sort of.
She's a spy.
Gosh, you're in high spirits.
It's the effect of the clear night air and a double cognac.
See what I see?
What?
A skier coming along the road towards us.
Is that so unusual?
At this time of night, of course it is. And he's shifting, too. He's coming straight at us.
Are you all right?
He tried to kill you.
No.
He did, he did. He used his stick as a spear. He thrust it at your neck.
Mary.
I saw him.
Easy now. Pull yourself together.
He aimed that stick at you. I know he did.
He was caught off balance, that's all.
Then why hasn't he come back to apologize?
He's probably German. Come on now. On your feet. We'll walk slowly back to the hotel and I'll buy you a drink in the bar.
I shall never forget that as long as I live.
Fitting climax for your adventurous holiday. Come on now.
I'm sorry, Mr. Orville, but your London number is still not answering.
Now, come on now. I tried twice last night and couldn't get through, and this is the third time this morning. He must be there.
I'm sorry.
Have you asked the operator to test the line?
Yes, there's nothing wrong with the line.
Well, there's something wrong somewhere.
Perhaps if you tried again later.
Get this other number for me, will you? It's another London number. Hello?
Your London number.
Danko.
Universal.
Would you put me through to Mr. Coombs, please?
Who?
Mr. Coombs, personnel.
Mr. Coombs is no longer with the company. Would you like me to put you through to the personnel department? Hello?
He must be there. I spoke to him only a couple of days ago, in his office.
I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Coombs left the company about 2 weeks ago. Shall I put you through to personnel?
Yes, please.
Personnel.
I'd like to speak to the manager, please.
My name is Brown. I am the manager.
Orwell here.
Who?
John Orwell, security, Astoria.
Ah, Mr. Orwell. Yes. Now, let me see. I have a report here saying you disappeared halfway through Tuesday and nobody's heard from or seen you since.
Well, you're hearing from me now.
Where are you?
Austria.
How lovely for you.
Mr. Coombs sent me here.
When?
On Tuesday.
Really?
Yes. I'm here on a confidential mission.
Excuse me.
Does the name Steininger mean anything to you?
No.
Well, that's something.
Coombs was dismissed from the company 2 weeks ago.
I was sent for and seen by him in his office on Tuesday.
Mr. Orwell, I have a letter from your department recommending instant dismissal.
Coombs sent me to Austria.
Unfortunately for you, you're still just within the 1 month's probationary period.
He sent me here to track down an accountant named Steininger, who has embezzled a large sum from our Paris hotel.
You're telling me that Coombs, who had already left the company at the time, sent you from London to Austria to check on a man from our Paris hotel.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Mr. Orwell, I have endorsed this recommendation for dismissal. You are no longer employed by this company.
Will you listen to
with me? Such offensive...
Will you listen?
With such offensive imagination, I suggest you make your next stop California.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry, but no arrangements have been made for Universal Hotels to pay your bill. If you like, I'll double check with the manager.
Don't bother.
You'd like your bill now?
Please.
One moment, please. Hello?
Bonjour, madame.
What's this? I see your bag. You are leaving?
Yes, Catherine.
But why?
I'm tired of being assaulted.
I don't understand.
The job's over. I can forget about hounding your husband. He can forget about killing me. I'm leaving. Good for everyone all around.
You are scared now.
I've always been easily scared. But that hasn't stopped me doing things. Something else accounts for my wayward behavior. Stupidity.
What has happened?
I'm out of a job. To be precise, I'm out of two jobs.
Are you short of money?
Yes.
Do you need some help with your bill?
Serious?
Of course.
No, thanks.
Goodbye, then.
Auf Wiedersehen. Catherine, I think you must love your husband very much.
We've been separated for the last 2 years. Your bill, Mr. Oliver.
We had dreadful hangovers the next day. What?
Huh? Nothing.
I thought you said something.
No, nothing, Mary.
I know you don't want to talk about it, John, but the more I think about what happened last night, the more I feel sure that skier attacked you deliberately. But you'll never forget it, never. It really was quite frightening. A masked skier bearing down on you like that in the middle of the night? God! Is that where you left suddenly, John? I mean, I thought you'd be there for a week or a fortnight like the rest of us. Oh, how quickly you passed. You look forward so much to your holiday. Count the days, save the money. That's all over. Intermediate slopes. Oh, I think Zayfeld is fabulous, though. I really do. You should have stayed to ski down the Geschmackkopf. Going up and down, up and down. It's incredible. There's nothing like schnapps after a day on the slopes. Schnapps and good conversation in the cafe. Hot coffee and pastries. The Spezialität dieser Gegend. I think Otto, the skiing instructor with the Spezialität dieser Gegend. The awful rogue. Oh, he's adorable, though. John? John?
What?
I don't think you've heard a word I've been saying.
Nearly there now. We're coming into Munich.
I've got hours before I catch my plane. Are you going to have coffee in the station?
It's not a bad idea.
Oh, where's the snow?
Yeah.
It's over the hills and far away. Entschuldigen Sie, kann ich bitte etwas Butter haben? Danke. Bitte.
More coffee.
Danke. John, you look so fed up. I think you're more depressed about leaving Zayfeld than I am. Yet you weren't there long.
Just a minute.
A day, surely.
Just a minute. That man boarding the train, I know him.
Which one?
The one in the bowler.
Oh, yes. Yes, I see him. Frightfully British. Fool.
It's Coombs.
Hey, where are you going?
I want that man.
You'll never catch him. John, the train's pulling out.
Blast.
I told you. Where are you going?
Back to Zayfeld.
You've missed the train.
I know. I'll go by cab.
You really are going back?
Bye, Mary. Safe journey home. Taxi. Specken Sie en
route.
I want to go to Zayfeld. Fast. The train's just left. Can you beat it?
Oh, difficult journey, Paul. We have to travel over steep stretches of the Zeefelder Schlossburg or the Zerderberg.
You can do it.
We can try. Hop in.
How are we doing?
Maybe you should ask Niki Lauda.
Will we do it?
Touch and go. Touch and go.
Mr. Coombs.
John.
In person.
Well, what a pleasant surprise.
I'll bet. Let me carry your bag. Which hotel are you staying at?
I haven't decided yet.
Then come to mine. For a chat. Make yourself comfortable. This is the same room as I had before. It's not as palatial as some, but to me it's home.
I suppose, dear boy, you've been trying to get me.
Yes.
Sorry, I wasn't there.
I rang several times.
The company decided I ought to come out here for myself.
Who in the company?
The chairman, of course.
Oh, as high up as that.
A very touchy matter. Needs to be handled personally, he thought.
You've come to relieve me?
Yes, I suggest you have dinner, get an early night, and return first thing in the morning.
Back to the Astoria? General duties?
I look after things here.
You can start by looking after my bill.
You'll charge it, dear boy.
No arrangement has been made.
When you get back?
I'll have the money now.
I've only got traveller's checks.
Hand over your wallet.
What? This is preposterous. Who do you think you're speaking to?
A fraud. A con man. A great all-round delinquent. High in the batting order of ne'er-do-wells. Hand over your wallet.
What?
Thank you. Well, well. An oversight on your part, I'm sure. There are plenty of notes in here. I'll take what's owing. And a little more on account.
On account?
On account of you losing me my job.
You phoned the office?
I did.
I expressly forbade you to
phone. Knock it off. Twice in the short time I've been here, somebody's tried to kill me.
Oh, it's understandable that you should be overwrought. Now, suppose you back off. Now
put the gun away, Coombs.
Sorry, dear boy. I want to find out a few things first. Don't answer it.
You're going to shoot me and then jump out of the window?
Hello.
Well, now, come in.
The receptionist told me you had returned. I'm pleased to see you.
I'm pleased to see you. May I introduce you to Mr. Coombs from the London office? Mr. Coombs, Mrs. Steininger. Well, perhaps you've met before.
No.
Mr. Coombs was about to shoot me. Yes. Next to skiing and skating, it's the major sport out here. Let's all kill Orwell.
Why did you come back?
To talk to Mr. Coombs. You see, he's been naughty. Perhaps as naughty as your husband in this little matter of embezzlement.
Yes, he has.
Oh.
He, the Irishman, and Paul were in it together.
I thought you'd never met before.
She hasn't. Steininger must have told her. Perhaps he's also told you, madam, where the money is. He seems to have forgotten to divide the spoils of our little enterprise. An oversight, I'm sure.
I don't know where the money is.
Oh, really?
Do you know where your husband is?
Not from one moment to the next.
Does he ski?
He's an excellent skier.
Last night, I think he tried to kill me.
Aren't you forgetting? We were together last night.
After you left, a masked skier came at me full pelt. He tried to run me down and put his stick in my neck.
What?
I have a witness. Incidentally, Coombs, the night before, Dwyer held me up with his gun.
Oh.
Shouldn't you be paying me danger money?
Well, this business does seem to be taking a nasty turn. On second thought, I'll retain your services, John.
Payment in advance.
Oh, you're a hard man.
That's why you chose me. You knew Steininger had been in GSG-9?
Something of the sort.
A trained killer, no less.
Here's a few extra bob to tide you over, dear boy.
Thanks.
You take money from him?
Just so that he knows who he's working for.
It also means that I can keep watching you.
You need to be paid for that.
Oh, dear.
Where are you going, Catherine?
I'm going to get ready for the toboggan.
I'll join you.
Will you?
If I may.
If you like.
Astonishing.
What?
You and the lovely Madame Steininger. Dear boy, I never took you for a ladies' man.
One more cheap crack out of you, Coombs. Just one more dirty trick and I'll swear I'll slit your throat.
And you could do it so adroitly. But, John, I assure you of my best attentions.
Ha, ha. How did you manage to screw me into this lot when you'd already been dismissed by the company?
Well, it's like this. I returned to clear my desk, and while I was sifting a few papers, I thought I could do with some help. I thought you'd be ideal. I remembered you so clearly. After all, it was only a couple of weeks since I'd taken you on.
Yeah.
I wanted someone to come here while I checked out a lead that Steininger was in Birmingham, of all places. Although this was the more attractive assignment, I really thought the Birmingham lead was stronger. As you can guess, the matter would not brook any delay.
I really ought to thump you.
But you're better off in this line of work. You'd have got dreadfully bored, dear boy, searching Wedgis's bags to see if they'd stolen the spoons or a piece of cake. Hmm? Incidentally, where is dear Connor?
In hospital. I took the gun from him and threw it away. After I left, Steininger must have got to him. He was badly beaten up. Both his legs are broken.
Steininger is a formidable man. I must confess he makes me nervous. But I will not be cheated. If there is no honour among thieves, what hope is there for ordinary decent people?
The police have questioned me.
About the embezzlement?
About Dwyer. We were seen together before he was beaten up.
Pity. That could give rise to complications.
They've got nothing on me.
Good. Which hospital is poor Connor in?
Innsbruck.
I shall go and see him.
He's not seeing anyone.
He'll see me. Well, dear boy, you might as well enjoy the winter sports.
Now then, everyone. From here, people make the rest of the journey up the mountain in the chairlift. There's no need for anyone to feel nervous. There is schnapps here for courage. You drink the schnapps straight down.
Not for me.
No?
I'll have yours. Cheers. Double cheers. Off we go.
Ah, it's great to be airborne again. Catherine.
What?
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Hey, don't twist in the chair like that. You'll fall out. John!
The daring young man in the flying trapeze.
John! You idiot!
Mr. Orwell! Mr. Orwell!
Who's that? Who's that?
It's me, Mr. Orwell. I'm further down the line.
Long distance.
Please don't stand up in the chairlift.
Would you mind repeating that?
Please don't stand up in the chairlift.
Oh, all right.
You bloody fool.
I was going to practice my free fall, but then I realized nothing's free in Austria.
Sit down and behave yourself.
Catherine.
What?
I've just had a nasty thought. I'm a sitting duck up here.
So?
Do you think your husband will try and shoot me?
Everyone can hear what you're saying, John.
But do you think he'll try and shoot me?
If he doesn't, I will.
I enjoyed that. Here, let me help you.
The Wiener Schnippels are appalled. They all think you're mad. Quite mad.
Where do we go now?
To the hut, everybody, for wine and more schnapps.
To the hut, everyone, for wine and more schnapps. This wine is very good. I swear it gets better. What is it? I can never pronounce that. Will you have a little more, Catherine?
Why not?
That's two glasses you've had.
Yes, I feel...
So do I.
Almost.
Absolutely.
You've had a lot to drink.
Yeah.
Come along, you two. You're the last to leave. There are candles at the side of the road to guide you down the mountainside. If you don't hurry, they'll all be out.
We better go then.
Yes, please.
Oops.
Mind yourself.
Thank you.
John, my legs.
I'm drunk.
The schloss. I don't think I get the bogan.
Come on, mine.
Two of us on a little toboggan. How will we manage?
Intimately.
Okay.
Now, you sit in front.
Huh?
I'll steer from the back. Where's the steering wheel?
You know what to do.
No.
You steer with your feet.
Ah. Aren't you coming down?
Oh, no. I'm going back on the chairlift.
Right then. Off we go.
We haven't moved.
Hang on. I've just got to get the hang of this. Tell you what. I'll push, then jump on.
Right.
Where are the others?
They've all gone.
I think.
Yes.
I think.
Yes, yes.
I think.
We're away.
Catherine. Are you all right?
Why didn't you jump on?
I can't keep up with the bloody thing.
Let's try again. Jump on quicker this time.
All right.
Hey. Why no? Jump on! Jump on!
Firing! Bloody thing! There! Aha! Comfortable?
Oh, this is marvelous!
Yeah!
Ian, don't put your foot on the ground!
I've got to put my foot on the ground!
You're slowing us when you do that!
I have to use my feet to steer with it. It's all we have!
Faster! Faster!
We're not doing too badly!
Don't put your foot down!
I have to put my foot down or we'll go straight over the edge!
Don't slow us!
Will you tuck up? I use my left foot to turn left and my right foot to turn right. Or is it the other way? Hold it!
What the hell?
It's all right. I think I've got the hang of it now.
Oh, God!
Catherine!
God!
What a trio!
This is splendid! Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm following the candles.
One of those other people going down there.
Where?
There.
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Can't stop now.
They must have gone a different way. John! Look ahead! Hey. There are no more candles. Can you see?
No, and I can't stop Catherine. We're going to go over the side. Oh. Hang on. Whoa! We're airborne!
Oh!
Catherine! Here. Easy now. Easy. Sit back. Are you all right?
Yes.
No bones broken.
The snow is deep. It saved us.
I know. Are you sure you're all right, Catherine?
I'm winded. And a little hurt.
Shocked?
But not too much. Oh, it was exciting, don't you think?
Yeah, great fun. Can you move? We've got to get away from here. The snow's too deep. We're liable to disappear altogether. Now, let's see if we can get over to that tree. How's that?
Better.
You sure you're all right?
I'm just exhausted. It's the slow earth.
Just fallen off a mountain. Look, if we'd come off 100 yards back, we wouldn't have landed yet.
What happened, John?
Well, you can see the route the others took down the easy slopes. Somebody rearranged the candles so that we came down the dangerous bit.
You saved my life.
No.
Yes, you did.
Catherine, do you mind if I ask you a personal question? Why did you marry Steininger?
He was different.
You could have married an alligator. That'd be different, but friendlier.
My turn to ask the question. What are you doing here in Zephyr?
There's no rational answer to that. It's beautiful.
What?
Down there.
From up here.
Fairyland.
Hansel and Gretel.
You cold?
No. How do you feel?
Not fine. Falling off a mountain, great way to sober up.
You must tell all your friends.
Tell me when you want to move.
I don't.
You don't want to move?
I want to stay here forever.
Good idea.
Are you married?
No, not now. Not anymore. Never was, really. Only to the army. And that's over now. Catherine, you look beautiful in the moonlight.
Why do you kiss me?
Seemed appropriate. Do you mind?
No.
It was all right?
Perfect.
We'll have to make a move soon.
How will we get back?
I'll find the toboggan. Then we'll have to climb back on the road and find the right way down.
Can we do it?
Of course we can do it.
You two! Where have you been? You're an hour behind the others. I was so worried.
Yeah, we took the wrong turning.
But you could not have done. The road was clearly marked with candles.
Oh, we did, and then we went over the side.
Oh, no. Are you hurt?
We're okay.
We took a breather, and then went back to the turning we missed and came down the easy way.
Oh, I've held the sleigh back to take you to the hotel. And here is some schnapps.
Oh, thank you.
Will the tant be worried?
The tant will be playing chess. But I am worried about you. I want you to go home.
Thanks for a lovely evening.
Can't you ever stop your dreadful English sense of humor? I'm serious.
Well, I'm not going. Just yet.
You must. You'll be killed here.
By your husband? Is that what you're trying to tell
Please,
me?
Please, I want you to go.
Well... Tonight he tried to kill you too, remember?
No.
Yes, he did. Both of us were on that sledge, Catherine.
No, he would not try to kill me. Never, never.
Come on, face back.
He would not kill me, I tell you. But you, he will kill, John. He will. And he is a trained killer.
I know.
But why are you in this? Because of that ridiculous man, Coombs.
Not anymore.
You idiot.
Yeah. What the hell's going on over there? Driver, stop!
I'll find out for you. Wait. A bit of warten Sie hier, Herr Tarnelofen.
What's up?
It's dreadful.
Catherine?
An antique dealer. Murdered. Throat cut.
Why are you so upset?
Drive on.
Wait.
Please.
No. Oh, tell me. Come on, you know something. Tell me.
It's just that my husband had dealings with this man. He bought a valuable from him.
I see.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I see it clearly. Move on, driver. Hotel Stern. You're afraid that your husband killed that antique dealer.
Perhaps.
Good Lord.
Surprised to see me, Coombs?
The hour is late, dear boy.
But you're not dressed for bed? May I come in?
Not just... Do you mind?
Thank you.
What do you think you're doing?
Well, well, well. Packing?
A precautionary measure. There's much in Zefeld to admire. But for the likes of us, John, it could be that a fast train out will be its greatest attraction. Now, what can I do for you?
A couple of hours ago, somebody tried to kill me.
Again? My dear fellow, you're like a stray cat on a motorway.
Up on the mountain. You recall I was tobogganing?
Of course, with the delectable Madame Steininger.
Somebody set us on a course which should have sent us clean over the mountainside.
How dreadful. What you need is a drink.
First, I thought it must have been Steininger. But then in killing me, he would have killed his wife as well.
Now, these Germans are very thorough.
Catherine hotly denied that possibility.
Well, she would, wouldn't she?
The more I thought about it, the more doubtful I became. Assuming that the paranoid skier had been Steininger, the only other person who had threatened me was Dwyer. Mm-hmm. I phoned the hospital. He'd dismissed himself this afternoon. He didn't have two broken legs. He'd been suffering from concussion. I reckon he'd put that story about so that people would think he was...
incapacitated?
Yeah.
Skull.
Good whiskey, that. Irish whiskey? Black Bush?
You might as well come out from behind the curtain now, Connor. That's right.
It was you.
I will hear you. Don't get up here.
Please, gentlemen, put the vase down, Connor.
Well, tell him to back off, then.
John, please. Take a seat. My word, you're a doughty fellow. Let me bring you up to date, and you'll see how superfluous it would be of Connor to want you out of the way.
Now, perhaps, but not earlier.
Can I have some of this Black Bush?
Not just now. You've had too much to drink already. As I was about to say, this evening I took the opportunity to search Madame Steininger's room. And for good measure, I did her aunt's room as well. But opportunism was not to be rewarded. No trace of the loot. Then I went into the lounge and saw Auntie playing chess. I play a bit myself. I have a penchant for the Sicilian defense. It gets me off to a lively start, but I often get into bother later on.
The story of your life, I should imagine.
You have such a dry wit, John. Anyway, I asked her for a game. She refused. Later, somebody else asked her to play. Again, she refused. Yet she seems devoted to the game. At this point, the old noddle began to tick over. I examined the local equivalent of Yellow Pages and took a stroll downtown to pay a call on Mr. Pfeiffer, antique dealer.
You didn't slit his throat, did you?
Can you imagine me slitting anyone's throat?
Not literally.
Mr. Pfeiffer is an expert on chess sets. He told me that the oldest known complete chess set is the Isle of Lewis chessmen, dating from the 11th century, of Viking origin. I bet you didn't know that, Connor.
And is that what the...
No. Mr. Pfeiffer recently disposed of a priceless Indian 19th century set made of pure gold and ivory, which, during the last few days, has hastily been covered with varnish.
Jesus.
And it's now in the possession of the Tant.
Lately in the possession of the Tant. I paid a second visit to her bedroom after she retired.
We've got it.
Here we are. Nearly 200,000 pounds worth of chessmen. Aren't they divine?
What are you going to do about... What?
Are you feeling all right, Dilworth?
What are you going to do...
You don't look at all well.
What are you going to do about Steininger?
The moral niceties of the matter are not of primary concern. Retribution for his callow behavior, I'll leave to the good Lord. Let's just take the money and go. Oh, no, not you, John.
What? What?
Oh, now. Just you sit back and relax. Give me a hand, Connor.
Hey, you haven't killed him.
Time is it?
11. I've been trying to reach you for the past hour.
Just let me think.
What's happened to you? I feared something had happened to you.
I was drugged last night. I passed out, that's it. I passed out in Coombs' room. He must have slipped me something in the whiskey.
Thank God you're safe anyway. Oh, wait. Hello?
Where are you?
I've left the hotel. I wasn't going to tell you. I intended to just disappear. But I had to hear your voice again.
Catherine, where are you?
Listen to me. The police are going mad in Zephyr. Early this morning, they found a car on the Munich Road with the bodies of two men in. They'd been shot. No identification has been made yet, but that's three murders, and they are linking them. John, please, please go home.
Catherine, now listen to me. Tell me where you are.
Goodbye.
Catherine?
Both Frau Steininger and Madame Villard booked out of the hotel early this morning.
Did they leave a forwarding address?
No.
They must have left... nothing?
I'm afraid not. If it's of any help, they called a cab to take them to the station.
Thanks.
You've heard about the terrible murders?
Yes. Have they identified the bodies yet?
Last night it was Herr Pfeiffer.
I know that. What about the others?
No names have been given, but... I'm sorry. They are saying that they believe one to be an Englishman and the other an Irishman.
Great. All they need is a Scotsman.
Peter?
It's a joke. An Englishman, an Irishman and a Scotsman.
Huh?
God help us. Excuse me, Spreckensy. Do you speak English? Do you by any chance remember earlier today a French lady? She was a tall, elegant... and her aunt, booking tickets.
Yeah, I remember a French woman, very dark, big eyes.
That's her. Can you remember where she booked her?
Yeah, Mention, I think.
Two tickets to Munich. From there, anyway.
No, one ticket.
What's that?
The French woman booked only one ticket, which she handed to her elderly companion.
Is that a fact?
It was the best that I can recall.
Where are you, Catherine? Where are you? I know you're here somewhere, not far away.
Hello?
Hello? I think it's the first time I've seen you off duty. They give you time off then.
Oh, not much at this time of year. I've been shopping. What are you doing?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
I'm making myself obvious by walking the streets. Now you want to know why?
Oh, yes.
So that a police inspector can pick me up. Or a German can shoot me. Or a woman might rush into my arms.
Oh, you look very tired.
Yeah, I've been walking for hours. Except when I go into a cafe or a bar and have a drink. It's probably the booze that makes me look so played out.
Oh, come back to the hotel.
No, I don't think I can face that hotel until I'm well and truly... Well and truly. Now run along. You're very good at your job. I hope they pay you well.
Why don't you go to the Café Alpes? I recommend it, but it's very nice and relaxing.
I know. I've been. Café Alpes. What did she say? Catherine. What was it now? This is pleasant, but it is not Shangri-La. On the other side of the woods, overlooking the Inn Valley, there is a house. That is Shangri-La. Shangri-La. Sweetheart, you are twice blessed.
Where are you going?
So, here it is. Shangri-La. Hello, Catherine. I'm afraid I've broken one of your windows.
John.
I had to break it to get in. All the doors were locked. That's unusual out here, so they tell me.
How did you find me?
With difficulty.
You should not have come. It was a mistake. Go. Go now.
Go, she says. After all the trouble I've had getting here.
Please, go.
No chance.
What do you want?
Not sure.
You fool. You've got yourself involved in a dangerous situation. There's no profit for you. You should have gone home instead of coming back here.
Two more have been murdered. Their bodies found in a car this morning. Do you know about that?
What has happened in Zeffert? What occurred in Paris is none of your business. Go away and forget. Don't be stupid.
The two bodies in the car will be identified as Coombs and Dwyer. A few hours before, Coombs had been well pleased with himself.
As you are now, fool.
Coombs had got what he wanted and thought he knew where he stood. I've none of those certainties. What I want to know is where you stand in all this mayhem.
Mayhem?
Murder, violence, embezzlement.
Go now. Leave your address. I will write and explain everything.
And afterwards?
Don't, John, please.
What of the future?
I have no future.
Are you back with your husband?
If you mean as man and wife, no.
Partners in crime?
I have done nothing wrong.
What's the setup here? Come on now, think of the future.
The sclerosis is my future.
So that's it?
We go everywhere together. It is deeply attached to me.
What's the setup?
My husband, he is paying for my convalescence here. It is expensive.
And in return?
Oh, yes. There has to be a return.
With him, there'd have to be.
I looked after the spoils.
The chess set?
The spoils. Oh, all right. The chess set.
I thought he looked after that. You see, Catherine, I know who Steininger is, or was. He had to be around all the time, and Zeffert is a small place to hide in. So the best thing he could do was disguise himself.
You know that?
I'm right, aren't I?
Yes.
Thought so. He was there, under my nose all the time.
How do you mean?
Just sitting there, hugging his 200 grand, pretending not to know a word of English, acting like a chess player. What a performance! Steininger was the taunt.
Steininger
was the taunt.
Was my aunt?
That's what I figured.
Are you mad? It's crazy. It's better than Charlie Chaplin. I'd collapse with laughter if the situation were not so bad. I want to show you something. There.
The chest set.
If the taunt had been Steininger, do you think he would have left his treasure behind? This is worth it.
I know.
Oh, John.
Coombs told me all about it last night.
Your theory was interesting, Mr. Orville. Frankly, it's one that I have not considered.
Inspector Brunner. You followed me here?
Hardly.
Well, how did you know I was here, then?
You announced yourself.
John, this is Paul Steininger.
I apologize for the deception, but by pretending to be a police inspector, I could find out more about you. Also pressure you into leaving. Pity you didn't.
Paul, let him go.
Paul, let him go.
Please.
Please, Paul, let him go. She cares for you, you know.
I care for her.
So that's why you're here?
I suppose so.
Most commendable.
And stupid.
No, you mustn't think that, Catherine. Not for a moment. Mr. Orwell, in his own diffident, fumbling way, is a far more formidable adversary than either Coombs or Dwyer. I was a member of GSG9. You know what that is?
The West German Counter-Terrorist Group. As I understand, you were kicked out of it.
We agreed to part. My zeal was considered excessive.
I can imagine.
But I have fond memories and much admiration for the group and similar outfits in other countries. GSG9 teaches one to be very thorough. No piece of information is too trivial for the target search teams. If they know that a suspect always telephones his mother on her birthday, her telephone is tapped. If he supports a football team, investigators will travel to the team's matches home and away. I suppose the SAS are just as thorough.
Probably.
Are you in the SAS, Mr. Orwell?
In England, it's felt that if a guy goes round saying that he's in the SAS, you can bet he wasn't.
Interesting people, the English.
What are you going to do for him?
I'm going to fix Mr. Orwell a drink.
No, thanks.
Oh, please, be my guest.
No, thanks. The last person to fix me a drink fixed me a drink. However, I'll pour myself a lemonade.
Don't step any closer.
Ah. I thought you'd be armed.
At some other time, I might be tempted to chance unarmed combat with you. From what I know about you, it would be an absorbing contest. But just now, I can't afford to take chances.
I thought you were a real chancer, particularly on skis.
Just so.
Tell me, why did you have to involve Catherine in all this?
She was bait. Forgive me, darling. I wanted to lure Coombs and Dwyer here. I knew that they would never rest until they had tracked me down. Better that I was prepared for them.
Another example of German thoroughness.
Thank you. Frankly, I was surprised when you showed up. But we coped.
And now what?
Need you out?
Don't, Paul.
Are you warm, Mr. Orwell? Uncomfortable? Is that why you're removing your jacket? Sweating?
It is hot in here.
Catherine, step down from the balcony.
No, Paul.
Move away from Mr. Orwell.
If you harm him, I shall go to the police.
But then I'd be finished. Don't you care about me anymore, Catherine?
No, I don't, Paul. How can I?
Yet I retain an affection for you. Your eyes are still the most beautiful eyes that I've ever seen.
I hope they haunt you.
Sometimes. Then I stand on the falls at Schaffhausen or take a coffee in one of those little Viennese cafes you like so much.
Let him go, Paul.
Impossible.
For me, please.
Move aside.
Make him promise not to speak if you like. But let him go.
Catherine, you're signing your own death warrant.
I don't care.
Step down.
No.
Step down. Move away. It'll be all right. I promise. Trust me.
How very noble of you.
Not entirely.
I'm going to have to shoot you and then tip your body over the parapet so that it falls hundreds of meters below in the deep, soft snow. They will perhaps find it in the spring. Goodbye, Mr. Orwell.
Before you pull that trigger, consider. Half your chess set is missing. Yes. The pieces are in my jacket pocket. While you've been talking, I've been putting them there. And as you see, I'm now holding the jacket so that it dangles over the parapet. The second you pull that trigger, I shall let go of the jacket, and the chess pieces will be scattered and buried in the valley.
Very clever.
Bastard. Don't despair, Steininger. It's bargain time. The sales are on.
What do you propose?
Hand over your gun. Hand over your gun to Catherine, and I'll hand you the chess pieces. Then you're free to leave with them. The complete set. Or, if you insist, chance your arm with me at unarmed combat.
Orwell, unless you hand over those pieces immediately, I will shoot Catherine.
Oh, now there's a policy of desperation. Shoot her? What have I got to lose?
Damn you.
Take the gun, Catherine.
Give me the pieces.
Take the gun first, Catherine, and shoot him if he tries to get it back. Catherine? Good. Point the gun at him, Catherine. Good. Look at her eyes, Steininger. I think she means it. Yes. At last, she sees you for what you are. Now, don't come any closer, Steininger. Here, catch the jacket. Collect the rest of the set and go. You've got 2 hours before I inform the police.
I need 3.
All right, 3.
We shall meet again, Orwell.
Till then.
I shouldn't have let him go. He will come back and kill you.
What else could I do?
You should have taken the gun from me and shot him.
Perhaps. I think I did pretty well.
You did? Marvelous.
Easy now. Easy. What the hell's that? Wait there.
For Christ's sake, hold it! I'm British. No Spackensy Dykes.
Keep your hands in the air.
You bet.
Come forward. Slowly.
Yes, sir. Anything you say.
Mr. Orwell.
You know me?
We've been watching you all day. We followed you here. My name is Buchner. I am Sergeant Buchner, Austrian Police.
The real Sergeant Buchner?
There's only one.
Prove it.
Here's my identity card.
These things can be faked. They have been faked.
Can I also fake 2 carloads of uniformed police?
That's less likely. Did Steininger escape?
He was the one who just came out of the house.
That's right.
We called on him to halt. He didn't. We fired.
Is he dead?
Let's go and see. This is Steininger.
That's him.
I'm afraid he's dead. Let's talk inside, Mr. Orwell.
Hello? Is that Brown of personnel?
Speaking.
Hello, Mr. Brown. Orwell here in Zeefeld.
Not you again.
Sorry I've been out of touch for a couple of days.
Oh, don't mention it.
I've only just been released by the police.
Really?
Yes. In the last couple of days, it's been pretty hairy here. We've had 3 murders. That's more than they've had in the last 100 years. For a while, they thought I might have been implicated.
Oh, understandable.
But they've released me now. I explained to you what I was doing down here, didn't I?
Yes, you did. What I don't understand is how it involves me.
Mr. Brown, I'm talking to you about the embezzlement.
And murder?
Yes, embezzlement and murder.
3 murders?
Yes.
But only 1 embezzlement?
The embezzlement in Paris.
And the murders are in Austria.
Are you trying to avoid payment of a reward?
For what?
The chess set.
Chess set?
The loot's in the form of a very valuable chess set. I offered it to the police, but they don't seem interested.
Well, they wouldn't be, would they? Not with all those murders going on.
May I suggest that you go to the managing director and explain?
To Sir Miles?
Yes, to himself.
As far as I understand, Sir Miles is holidaying on his yacht in the Caribbean.
So, phone him.
Mr. Orwell, I've only been in this job a few days. Previously, I worked for the company in Brighton, Torquay, and Birmingham. This is a considerable promotion for me, and I'm not going to jeopardize my position by relaying your bizarre story to Sir Miles or any other director of this company. Now, please leave me alone. I have work to do. I must compose an advertisement for a chef de partie.
But what shall I do with the chess set? Mr. Brown.
And please, please don't trouble me anymore.
How did you get on?
No reward.
Oh.
Worried about your convalescence?
I'm short of money.
Not anymore. He told me to keep the chess set.
He
told me to keep the chess set. He insisted.
En passant by Peter McElvey, Robin Summers played John Orwell, Tessa Worsley, Catherine Steininger, Jim Norton, Connor Dwyer, Helena Breck, Mary, David Sinclair, Brunner, Bernard Brown, Coombs, Arnold Diamond, Brown, Elizabeth McKechnie, receptionist, and Alex Marshall, telephonist. Technical presentation by Lloyd Silverthorne, David Blount, and Roger Daines. The play was directed by Peter King. Thank you.
single one of my precious bottles. Go to keep up my officer's morale.
And thus the men's, if I follow the argument. Well, the lot would have been pilfered if I hadn't been guarding them, and suffering the most ghastly discomfort in the process. They're here, though, and so am I. I hope we can both be useful.
You show a commendable sporting spirit, Charles. But the answer's still no.
Good God, after I come all this way...
I will not be responsible for you against orders. You've disobeyed mine, and you could be hotted for it. But we're in contact with the enemy, so you're lucky.
Thank you.
Let me finish. The Germans are just over the river there. I'm off on a recce directly. I haven't time to muck about.
Oh, surely there's something I can do to help.
Stop it, Charles. You're an infernal nuisance, and you're not a grenadier. We found a taxi for you with the greatest difficulty. Take it to the nearest station and get to hell out before I change my mind about carting you. Oh, and give this bottle of Krug with my love to Charity when you see her. And here's another for yourself.
Oh.
Now pop it. Fast.
Voici la gare, monsieur. Vite, vite.
Louvain station. Bon. À Paris, Calcaire.
Je ne sais pas du tout, mais vite, vite. Merde, les Bosses ne sont pas loin. Je m'en fous des soldats. Adieu, adieu.
Hé, taxi.
Attends, imbécile.
Nice frog.
Peregrine, for God's sake.
Hello, Charles, running away already.
Perhaps I am. But if I'm supposed to be catching a train to Paris, where the hell do they go off to?
Oh, one of the cursed mortars got in the truck. Making my way to the 2nd Grenadiers. Know where they are?
Damn all trains. I'll show you. There won't be another taxi, though. The bomb scared my chap.
They scare me. Rifles. We seem to be in the middle of something. Which way are our people? Have you seen any of our chaps?
Saw some jots of all people to the other side of the station. Made me feel quite nostalgic. That wasn't far away.
Here they come. Not jocks, though. Some sort of lookout down.
Those were Huns.
Grey, green. Dozens of them.
Looked pretty purposeful. What do we do now?
Move our station.
But no trains.
And not a porter to be seen. Typical funky frogs.
This must be what they call the fog of war.
Look, there's a gents over there. Let's bolt for it.
Right. Give us time to think.
Dump our valises in one of the bogs. And those bottles you're hugging. Come on.
Lukewarm, sorry.
Rehabilitating, though. Mmm. Lovely champers. Hits the spot. Mmm. I could go with an army corps of the Boche. Shall we broach the other bottle?
No, that's for Charity when I get to Paris.
You've got a hope. Close. Jocks are counter-attacking, perhaps.
I'll have a look. Bit high up and narrow, that window. I'll have to climb on the seat.
Hang on to the lavatory pipe.
Right.
Right foot on the roll of bunk.
Tricky. Oh, hell, it's revolving.
Grab the ledge and stand on my shoulder.
Oh, right. I'm there. Window's remarkably small.
See anything?
Empty street, not a sausage. Look, if I can get through, you can follow and we'll make a dash.
Hurry, then.
Bit of a squeeze.
Hand me down the bottle you're clutching.
No fear, it's coming with me. I'm stuck. Amidships.
I'll pull your legs.
No, don't push them. Oh, God, that's worse, much worse. I'm absolutely...
Have a breather and try again in a sec.
Yes, I'll open the other bottle.
One way of getting rid of it. Report like a pistol, all that shaking up.
Charity will understand. Mmm. Oh, lovely.
Here, leave some for me.
Peregrine, the pop's brought the hands running. Oh, damn, I'm still stuck. I've had it.
Come down.
No, I can't. Get away from the station.
No.
Yes, quick, I've had it.
Was machen Sie denn?
Nichts recken Deutsch, so save your breath. None of this for you. Press it. Oh!
Oh, Charity, how glad I am you've come. Sorry I was so hopeless on the telephone. Oh,
no excuses, and cry as much as you like. Let's get straight to the point. Better that way for both of us. You've had a letter from the War Office. I'm answering my own questions to make it easier for you.
No, not from the War Office. Hmm? From Charles. That's why I'm crying.
I was ready for a shock, but not that one. Well, of course you're crying.
Oh, Charity. Charity.
Oh, he's alive. Thrilling for you. But there's no need for us to go on howling, is there? If it's not from the War Office, where's the letter from?
An off-flag in Germany.
A prisoner of war and... safe. Oh, what a relief. Peregrine's right. He says he never believed Charles was a goner when they posted him missing.
Peregrine's back?
He's in my flat. Shall we go round? He's full of extravagant tales.
Miracle or not, it was a ghastly retreat. I feel almost cowardly to have survived it all. The breakthrough, the evacuation of the beaches. An ominous start to a war. Since my Channel crossing, they haven't allowed me to set foot in London, so I couldn't come and tell you all about it before.
How mean of them. Why?
Oh, they've kept me in a kiosk on Brighton Front, waiting for the Germans to invade.
I want to hear all about Charles. Everything. I'd like to see Christopher, too, if he ever gets leave. Charles worshipped him. He says so in his letter.
Christopher was killed.
Appalling bad luck.
If only we could have met in Paris.
Oh, Charity. I'm so sorry.
Place called Fern, not far from Dunkirk.
It seemed best not to tell you till you got your own definite news about Charles.
You've both had your full share of trouble already. Pretty soon every man jack of us on the island will be up against it.
Read us Charles's letter.
Poor Christopher. There's a lot about him in it, so I'll skip to an easier bit if you don't mind.
Give Charity, my love. Bags of it. Isn't it funny? She's now our dearest friend. I wasn't at all worried about you both getting back from Paris with her in charge. Here I am, all in one piece, if tiny pockmarked from a flying bottle, and trying to settle down to see the war out without firing a shot. Only a phony war to show for my efforts. And to crown the lot, they've made me camp entertainment officer.
I can't see him making a very docile sort of prisoner. I'm sure he'll escape somehow.
Better write and tell him to behave himself.
I will, and that if he does, I'll wait for him forever.
He may be safer there than some of us here. Sobering business, waiting to be invaded. Especially without much equipment left to resist with. Had to leave it all behind, you see. It's going to take a bit of time for the factories to dole us out some more. Meanwhile, Uncle Adolf's got us all on a plate.
Have we any chance at all?
Oh, heavens, yes. It's amazing spirit among the soldiers.
Not much imagination, however.
Oh, none at all, thank the Lord. From now on, there'll be nothing phony about this war. The blood and the sweat and the tears look like washing away the world as we know it.
Forever and for everybody. Goodbye to all that for the second...